Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
D.L. Moody's accomplishments are remarkable in that he had very little education. At 17 years of age, he could scarcely read or write, and in a Bible class, he could not turn to the book of John, but he searched for it in the Old Testament. After his conversion, he became a proficient scholar. History sees him as one of the top three American evangelists. If you were to score evangelists on the number they preached to, what was the secret to Moody's success? I think his answer would have been the power of the Holy Spirit. In 1871, he had a deepening hunger to be better equipped for the work of the ministry and a hunger for the power of the Holy Spirit. Two women sat in the front row of his church, and he often noticed they were praying for him. In conversations with them, they would tell him he needed the power of the Holy Spirit, even though he had the largest church in Chicago with many conversions. Then Chicago burned, and his church with it. Moody went to New York City to collect funds for the sufferers of the fire. Still, his heart and soul was crying out for the power from on high. Again, here we go to his own words. "Well, one day in the city of New York, oh, what a day. I cannot describe it. I can only say that God revealed himself to me, and I had such an experience of his love that I had to ask him to stay his hand. I went to preaching again. The sermons were not different. I did not present any new truths, and yet hundreds were converted."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.